Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Renee Buck, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but we have a few quick updates. You've probably heard me talk about this before, but there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Robert Ginsberg, and the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a really good book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who've been tested and certified, such as myself and our guest tonight, and what that process looks like, and also what to watch out for when choosing a medium for yourself. So for those of you who have questions or just want to make a more informed decision when picking a medium, this is definitely the book for you, and you can get that on Amazon. And then next up, we have our Visionary Explorers group, which meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Visionary Explorers group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support group, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CANLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be members of the Forever Family Foundation. And for more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And we spell that K-A-M-L-A-K. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest before we get to the show. Our guest medium tonight is Renee Buck. And although Renee's childhood was marked by spirit visits by family members and other metaphysical phenomena, it wasn't until 2002 when a series of prophetic dreams led Renee to the Swampscott Church of Spiritualism on the Massachusetts North Shore that her journey into the study and practice of evidential mediumship formally began. To this, she added the practices of Reiki, meditation, hypnotherapy, specializing in soul journeys, and yoga. Renee holds a master's degree from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey, California. And she currently resides in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. So without further ado, hi, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. Thank you. I'm happy
How
to be
are
here.
You? Oh, good. I'm happy to have you. I'm so happy to have you. You're a very good, easy, and kind guest, and I'm a little under the weather, so I'm very happy to have you tonight.
Oh, well, I hope that you feel better soon.
Thank you. I have my tea here. I'm all right, though. I'll be okay. Good. I feel like I'm in good hands with you, so I'm not really too stressed.
Likewise.
Good. I'm glad. So we have a few minutes to chat. Okay. So I wanted to talk to you about this time of year in particular. So I'm sure anyone listening who is a medium or has their own practice, and of course, you can relate to this as well. I feel like this time of year, we get from just like a business standpoint, we get a lot busier this year. Like I get so many more inquiries around the holidays because people, I think, are just missing, you know, their loved ones who passed, or they just get a little nostalgic for, you know, when their families were all together and everything. So you do get a lot more people reaching out. But what I wanted to talk to you about is that I kind of feel like spirit knows that, and they'll reach out a little bit more around this time of year.
Yes, I fully agree with that. I can see, well, I can feel it around me, like all of my family members are sort of, you know, lining up and presenting me their signs one by one, sort of like each day, it's a different person. But I know in my readings too, like there's a lot of, information coming through about how they are present in the preparations for the holidays, yes. whether it's helping bake the cookies or decorate the tree or light the Hanukkah candles or, you know, whatever it is. They're very, very present, very excited. And I don't know about you, but I think that, you know, people are in general more joyful around this time. And yeah. so the energy of the earth is sort of rising. Right. And I think that it helps bring them in and be present, be known.
So yeah, I think so too. And I think that they know, I mean, I know that they know that when we miss them, they feel that and they know that. Yes. So I think it's not just them being like, oh, it's Christmas again, or, you know, Hanukkah, whatever. I think it's more just like, well, you know, our people miss us. So we need to let yes. them know that we're around. I actually did a reading. I don't know if it was yesterday or I don't know, whenever I went back to doing readings this week, because I've been sick like all week. I had someone validate something about the holidays, and it was so funny. It was like some tchotchke or something that her grandmother had that like no one liked. It was like the ugliest thing ever, but she ended up inheriting it. And but she would like use it for like special dinners and holidays and stuff. It would be on the table. So it's just kind of funny when you said that. I was like, yeah, you know what? They do kind of bring up random things that are sort of holiday related around this time. But I think it's, yeah. for, you know, exactly what you said. It's everyone's kind of thinking about people and they're a little more joyful, and it's just, tis the season, as they say.
It is, right? It is. Oh, yeah. I had a client who's, I don't know, I can't remember the relationship between my client and the person coming in. It was a man, mm-hmm. but he made clear to me that he was really good with electrical stuff. Turned out he was a building contractor.
Oh.
But he was playing around with the Christmas lights. And she's like, oh my gosh, when we, just after we finished decorating the tree, it shorted. And we were wondering, you know, like she said, like, I actually said out loud, is that you?
Oh, how funny. Well, validation.
I know, right?
Yes, it is. It's me.
It's really fun. So I would say eyes wide open to everybody at this time.
Definitely. And as always, you know, I always tell people, ask for signs. Like I think a lot of people, sometimes I feel like I say that too much and I'm like, don't people know already? But people don't. Like you can ask them for stuff. You can ask for the most specific, crazy thing ever. And I'm sure you'll get it. Like it happens.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
being specific. I agree. It's important.
Yeah. Specific is good. I always tell clients or just people in general, because you know, everyone, once they find out you're a medium, they want to talk about it. But I always tell people don't pick like a dime. There's nothing wrong with that. People get dimes as, you know, as signs. I get pennies from my great grandmother, you know, often. But if you want something good, ask, you know, ask for something show me like a black and purple cat or something, or you know what I mean? Like something you know you're not going to see. And it's good to do that around the holidays too, because you are missing your people more. So it's nice to invite them to dinner or wherever you're going and, you know,
I'm
sure they'll show up.
They will. They're there.
Yeah, for sure. And I have to ask you a stupid question. I should have asked this to you before we even got on air, but you are in Minnesota, right?
I am, yes.
Okay, that is an updated bio that I had, because I know I couldn't remember if the last time you were on, I had, because you had moved from California, right?
Yes.
And I couldn't remember if I had that right or if I was reversing it. And I was like, did I just tell everyone listening the wrong state that she lives in?
No, Mom, I am here.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So before we get to callers, are you doing anything in person in Minnesota? Any events coming up or anything online, classes, anything at all?
You know what? I have a retreat coming up in May here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And it's a like 4-day mediumship intensive for people who are like wanting to begin their journey in a, you know, practicing mediumship. I have one slot possibly open that's, I'll know more tomorrow, but I'm starting a standby list just in case people have to pull out, you know, that would be available to them. But I will be having more retreats in the future, and it's sort of a beginning into a program. Right. So, you know, once I've worked with them in person, then we'll be going online, but not before. That's kind of my rule.
I get that. Good rule to have. Now, do you do this? This is just me being nosy. Do you do this through through the spiritualist church, or this is your own?
No, this is my own thing. Yeah, it's going to be at this incredible the beautiful retreat venue at St. John's University near St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Okay.
They have you can go online and find it, but it's the Episcopal House of Prayer, which is the full name of it. And it's just an amazingly beautiful space, and the energy is lovely, and the round room that we get to do the practice work in is just, I don't know. I'm so excited. Yeah. Well, and then I've got, I'm probably going to be having a retreat, in Europe at the end of summer.
Oh, nice.
So if people are interested in that, they can, especially for the May retreat, since there may be a slot open, I would encourage anybody who wants to apply, to go to my website and they can find out more then.
And your website is whispersfromthelight.com, right?
Exactly. Yes. Whispersfromthelight.com.
Check that out. And also, I heard you're a very good teacher from a friend that we share.
I think I know that friend. Yes.
I think you know who that friend is. For anyone listening, Renee's really good. I've heard very, very good. I could tell it about you, though. You have such lovely, nice, kind energy. I would love to learn anything from you. If there was something, not even mediumship, I don't know, crocheting. I feel like you'd be able to.
Won't learn crocheting from me, sorry.
I'm not coordinated.
I love teaching. I think it's... teaching mediumship is a very fun and special thing that we get to do.
I envy you for having that skill, because I'm not a good teacher. People tell me I am, but I don't believe them. I'm not at all. I have no patience. It's terrible. Well, maybe one day I'll change my mind. Well, awesome. Okay, so for those who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Renee Buck, and be sure to check out Renee's website at whispersfromthelight.com. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. Ready to take some calls?
I think so.
Perfect. So before we get to our first caller, just a reminder, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name and you can let us know if you'd like to connect with Spirit, and Renee will do a little mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to take your questions as well. Questions about Spirit and, being a medium, not like what we ate for dinner and anything like that. Nobody wants to know about that. But if you're interested, I had Greek food. Okay. So first up, we have... Betty from Georgia. Hi, Betty.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Betty.
Good. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you all doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. Want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
No, I want to make a connection with the Spirit.
Okay, you got it, my friend. I'll turn you over to Renee.
Okay. Hi, Betty. All right.
Hi,
so let's see here. As I connect in with you, there is a gentleman that's coming in right off the bat. I see him as probably in his, I would say 70s, maybe early 80s. He's wearing wire rim glasses. I feel like he had a favorite chair that he would like to sit in at the end of the day and sit with his newspaper or magazines. I don't know that he was a big book reader, but can you understand who this is? I feel like I'm either your generation or possibly one up.
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, he's showing me the newspaper. I feel like I've got a crossword puzzle that's partially done. And I feel like I want to lean over to you and get your thoughts on that, the connecting ideas here on the crossword. Can you place that? No. Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I do want to connect with a male, but I don't know who that is.
Okay. All right. So there's a male energy that you're looking to connect with.
Yes.
All right. Let me come over to, I was going to try to not use a family tree system, but maybe that is better if I go back to that. So let's see here. So as I'm coming over to the male and father side of the family,
Oh, wait a minute. My niece just told me that the one that I want to know from did crossword puzzles, and I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, good. So we've got the crossword puzzles. All right. Thank you. Right. And so I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like I'm like right opposite you on the family tree, which would be either your generation or could be going up to your father's generation, but I can't really tell. That's like not real clear. I feel like I'm probably closer to you in age. I'm sorry?
It's my generation.
It is your generation that you're seeking a connection? Okay.
I'm trying to connect with a male.
A male of your generation.
That passed away in September.
Okay. Last December.
No, in September this year.
Oh, September of this year. Oh, okay. I see. All right. Okay. So coming in here then, if we're at your generation, we're with a brother probably a brother.
A brother.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Ma'am. Okay. Okay. All right. So let me see here what what your brother wants to say to you. So he's coming back to the crossword puzzle. And the thing about this is that there are two connecting words that are both required in order for the puzzle to be solved. And so I feel like he wants to use this as to bring into your world, your life. Like there's something, and I'm not sure if this is connected to him or not, but two dissecting things that need some clarity and some input. Can you understand something around his will or estate or something that you're seeking to connect the dots, so to speak?
About a minute left.
No.
Okay.
No. No will, right. No estate.
Okay. Well, I'm not exactly sure what these two things are, but because he's pointing at the words here, and I can't see the words very well. This feels like he, and maybe you can speak with your niece about this, about if there's anybody there that's doing crossword puzzles as well. The most recent crossword puzzles were the ones from this week. There is some kind of a message, an overlapping two words that come together. I feel like it's the ending of one word and intersecting with the middle of another. And there's a message in there for the family. He's being rather cryptic.
Yeah, I've never done crossword puzzles, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, right. So, right. So anyway, he's, I feel like it's just his way of being sort of fun. And again, you can take this back to your niece, who I'm assuming is his daughter, that he is around. And it also feels like a holiday crossword puzzle, holiday words, and that he's got a greeting in that crossword puzzle. And so, if they can find, I don't know if this is something in the day that, the daily paper or online, I'm not really sure, but anyway, a message, sort of a holiday message for you, that he is around, he's present, he's sending his greetings, but he's being playful in this. and to watch for those words. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave you with his love, his sense of play and puzzles, love of puzzles. And wish you a very happy holiday.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Debbie. Have a good one. Okay, very good. All right. Next up, we have Denise from New York. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Denise. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay, thank you.
Oh, good. Trying to stay warm. I'm in New York, too. It's very cold tonight.
It is.
I hate it. okay, so did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I had a recent pet loss, and I would love to make a connection with spirit and see if anything comes through.
You got it, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.
Denise, did you say a recent pet?
Yes.
Loss? Oh, okay. So you were hoping to make a connection with your pet?
As crazy as that sounds, yes.
Yeah. No, it's not crazy at all. No. But I think I'm going to start with a woman first. Who probably has your pet with her. And I feel like I'm going up on the mom side of the family. This woman is, she's got a, I don't know if this is knitting or crocheting. But it's, I guess it's knitting because she's, well, no, I don't know. Knitting or crocheting, I'm not sure. But she's making something rather fancy. So I feel like she would have been rather skilled in this art. And I also feel like I feel like she's making, so interesting. She's drawing my attention to some little pet, some crocheted pet caps that a friend of mine makes. And I just bought some for my family members' pets. And so I feel like she is making one of these things on the spirit side for your pet. And my sense is a little dog that's coming in. Feels like a little white dog, or lighter colored. Like a
that
schnauzer type?
Familiar. Yeah. That's, yeah, that does not sound familiar to me. And
that dog doesn't.
An older one. No, no. My pet was a cat.
Oh, okay. Did she happen to have a dog?
If it's who I think it might be, I know that she did crochet, but I don't know if she was particularly proficient, but she did have a dog, not white as I recall.
No way. Okay. Was it a small dog, though? Sort of a shaggy?
Dog? Small, yeah. I wouldn't say shaggy, though. He had short hair.
Oh, he had short hair. Okay. But anyway, so she's there with her dog. So let me just see here.
Okay.
Yeah. So the person that makes these hats, like, she just learned, like, last year how to make things, and it's amazing, like, that she's already figured out how to make these funny little pet hats. So let me see. Can you connect or understand a pet hat? Like, did you have a pet hat for your cat, or some sort of clothing for your cat? Okay.
No, he would never put up with that.
He would not. I know, right? My cat is like, forget it. But I did give it away to another cat that actually loved it. So, you know, so your cat's probably like mine.
Yeah.
All right. So let me see here. Not really getting anything else about your cat. I feel like I just want to, like, draw attention to mine, who's sleeping nearby. Your cat wouldn't happen to be like a tuxedo, well, black and white.
I do have one. I do have a tuxedo, but he's not the one that passed.
Oh, okay. So you
unless
have a tuxedo
unless
with
he's
you.
Referencing his buddy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, so you've got your tuxedo with you, and there's another one on the spirit side. Mm-hmm. And I'm not seeing, of course, now I feel like my head is like, you know, in the way here. But just,
I don't want to push you in a certain direction. I mean, I'll just accept whatever you're picking up. If you can't get him, you can't get him. I understand.
Yeah. Right. So, anyway, we've got this, this lovely woman who is taking in the pets and,
crocheting. About a minute left.
Crocheting things for them. So let me just go with her for, she's like, she's kind of like the Pied Piper, but she's making things for them instead. But let me just, I feel like with her, I've got the energy of kind of like a, like a teacher or someone who would have been comfortable at the front of, in front of people. I feel like in front of children or in front of, do you understand that about her?
I mean, she had grandchildren that she was good with, you know, not necessarily.
Okay.
But she was, you know, she was a doting grandma.
A doting grandma. Okay. All right. Because I feel like we're showing them, or showing this, you know, kids things. We're reading to them. We're doing a lot of things. All right. So she was the doting grandmother. All right. Well, so she's coming in here today, and she's actually putting a little crocheted snowflake, like a homemade ornament, on the tree. So I don't know if you can connect to homemade ornaments that she might have made, but. She is on a kick here with her knitting and crocheting. Do you happen to have a white snowflake?
I don't, but I would have to ask her daughter about it.
Okay, yeah,
she would know better. Yeah, what her past what her past little crafts would have been.
Crafts would be, yes, because I feel like I'm looking
just write
at
that down.
Okay, all right, very good. So I think we might have to finish up here, but anyway,
that
she's
you.
Gathering all of the pets to her, being the grandmother to the pets
taking care
as well.
Of him.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Awesome. All right. You know, I'm not the biggest pet communicator. I wouldn't have known what to do if someone has to talk to them. I get them sometimes, but I don't know. I don't know. Which is funny because I actually love animals. Like, I'm such a dog person. I don't know. I don't get. Do you get animals?
Yeah. You know, they come in maybe 10% of the time, maybe less.
Oh yeah, I think for me it's less. I got a bird once. That was wild.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, his name was Paulie, so he tricked me. I thought it was a person. His name was Paulie the parrot, which I think was hysterical. But
yeah.
Anyway, okay. Next up, we have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Hi, Pam.
Pam, you sound familiar to me. Have you gotten through before?
Hi. I have.
Oh, you have? Okay, well, welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so Pam, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with Spirit, please.
You got it. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, let me see here. So Pam, with you, I feel like there's an energy coming through who would have passed younger. I'm not sure what gender yet, but I do feel like I've got either a child or a nephew or niece coming in. I just sense that it's a generation below you. Can you understand that?
I can, yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. Okay, so as they are coming in. It's a little more clear. I feel like they're dressed in I feel like I'm dressed in kind of like Scottish colors, Scottish plaid. Which is sort of interesting. At first I thought, oh, it's Christmas colors, but I feel like what they're focusing on here is like a red and like a tartan that, of red and green and gold, white. Can you understand that in your family, a Scottish link or a Welsh link?
No, not really. No.
Okay. All right. Or a school uniform that, oftentimes
no.
School uniforms are. Okay. All right. That's fine. They're not quite letting go of this yet. So I feel like we're haven't quite, so expand the possibilities of those who are coming in, because I am feeling, I'm definitely feeling like the plaid skirt. I wasn't sure if it was a kilt or a skirt, and I'm still not sure. The jacket, it's a uniform of some kind, an identifying uniform of some kind. Still doesn't ring a bell with you? No?
Okay. No, doesn't.
All right. So let me ask them to show me something else. I feel like I've got the music and the everything. And this may be, you know, sometimes there's crosstalk. Somebody waiting in the wings for somebody else is coming into you. So anybody who comes in after you, if this sounds like it's for you, you can let us know when you come in.
That happens all the time, by the way.
Yeah, right. It's hard to control that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just telling this person, you're not for Pam, and to please step aside. Okay. Okay. So, so there's a gentleman that's coming in. Here and I feel like he is in a uniform too, but a different type. I feel like I'm in a band, like I would have played some kind of a musical instrument in a band, in a school band or some other, and it feels more like a traditional band than like a rock band, but it could be just symbolic. Can you understand that?
About a minute left.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, the instrument would be, I feel like a horn. I'm seeing a marching band. I'm sorry, you can't place that.
No.
And so also, I feel like I'm looking at a halftime show of the Super Bowl with marching bands. Could this person in spirit have been really into football, following all the teams, or no?
It's possible, but it would not have been a man necessarily. I mean, it could have been, mm-hmm. I suppose, a younger man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I've got this link, this connection that doesn't want to pull away. So you have, just trying to see what, if I can focus in on that energy that was the younger energy. And I'm back to the school uniforms again. So I don't know, Pam, I'm so sorry. I feel like we've hooked into somebody else's people here with you. So yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Joe.
Are you connecting in with anybody for her?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not Pam. But sometimes it happens like that. It's okay. Yeah. It's just I'll probably get an email later. Oh my God, that reading for that lady Pam was for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. Well, thank you so much for calling, Pam.
Thank you.
Right. Happy holidays. Bye bye. Yeah, it happens. You know what? It's funny, actually. I just had someone send me, she didn't send it to me. I bought her book because she told me she wrote about me in it. And it was actually a big part of it was that she was on the radio. Actually, it might have been with you, Renee, oddly enough. I think it was one of the last times you were on. We were reading someone and something kept coming. I don't know. Something kept coming through. And then I said something and it ended up being for the next person, and then she ended up getting through randomly. It was like this whole, you know how spirit works. They like align something, and then it ends up happening in this like crazy way. And something I think that either I had said or you had said for one person was for someone else, and we were like, oh my God. You know, but I don't think we got the confirmation fully on air. I think it was like only half. She filled in the rest of it. So it does happen. So for those of you listening, it's the hazards of life. live radio or live anything with mediums, really. It doesn't always go according to plan.
Last week I had a spirit who came in a day early.
But that
because my client was confused. One of my clients, I had a reading on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, and one was confused on the day. And so she was calling, asking her loved one to connect with me at the same time that I was
on the wrong day.
So that was so crazy.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Well, a good validation nonetheless, even though it was at the wrong time.
Yes. Right.
But yeah. All right, cool. So we have next up, our next caller, we have Sandy from New York. Hi, Sandy. Sandy, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can now. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Good, thanks. Good. So, Sandy, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would like to make a connection with Spirit, please.
Okay, you got it.
All right, good. Thank you. Sandy, were you able to listen to our last message? And did that make any sense to you? I'm sorry?
Possibly. Try and tell me the vision again of what you're feeling.
Is there a Scottish connection or a Welsh connection to your family tree?
Well, there is with my in-laws.
Ah, your in-laws.
And there's Welsh on my side, but it's way back.
Way back. Okay.
I mean, so you wouldn't probably be able to... back to the 1700s. Like, this isn't like a second generation Welsh, you know, kind of thing. It's way back.
Okay. Okay.
And my father-in-law always used to celebrate Scottish, but not with my direct lineage.
Okay.
Now, my mother's part Scottish, but again, it goes way, way back. So I don't believe that's a connection.
Okay, but your mother is part Scottish. Okay. All right. So let me just see. All right. So what I felt when you were first coming in is that there were two women that were coming in together. They were sisters. And I'm not exactly sure what, if we're going up just one generation or two. But they are, they were close in life. And I want to say that they probably passed close to each other as well. Let's see.
When you say close, does that mean 10 years, a year, 3 years?
Well, no, it means more about their relationship, that they were very close.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That they were very close. But in terms of passing, that feels like within 5 years of each other. Could be longer. I mean, it's hard to tell. Time is a funny thing, especially if it's been a while. But can you place this? I feel like I'm going up on the mom's side.
On my mother's side?
It feels like that to me.
I think it could be my mother. It could be my mother-in-law and my aunt. They were very, very close.
Oh, okay.
But it's
okay.
Not. But on my mother's side, my mother was much younger than her siblings, and they passed away, you know, well before she passed a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So the two sisters that were very, very close to each other, like they were basically friends, it sounds like it could be my mother-in-law and my husband's aunt.
Okay. All right. And is that the same side of the family that has the Scottish? That
well,
would be your, that has the Scottish background?
That's my husband's
background.
Father. My father-in-law has the Scottish.
Right.
You know, background, okay. And always like listening to Scottish music. And he,
okay.
One thing that kind of bothered me that you said that kind of threw out was that, like when you talk about a football games and the bands,
yep.
He can memorize all the fight songs of every college.
Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. So I feel like that is.
So I don't know if I'm putting words in your mouth or your mind, but when you were talking to that previous caller, it really did sound like it. So I'll just let you take it away.
Yeah.
I think I'm talking.
So I'm going to go, since that's, we're talking about husband and wife, right? He's the Scottish guy and the Super Bowl and the marching songs, and she is his wife, right? And she's connected to another woman. You're her aunt.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So I feel like they're all coming in together then.
About a minute left.
Yeah. And they're all coming in together. And I feel like it feels very joyful. It feels very kind of celebratory. And I feel like this is around the holidays. And I also feel like there were probably some special Scottish traditions that came into the holiday time that were a little bit different than a traditional American Christmas. Can you validate that?
No, I'm not. I don't remember.
Okay.
You know, when we would celebrate Christmas, that doesn't come to mind now. But he would put some Scottish music on, but that's about it.
When you're okay, all right. So it's however that meant. But anyway, they're coming in sort of joyfully and in very good mood. You know, cheering to the family, and so. Yeah, I just want to bring that to you and to your family, to your husband, I guess, right? So,
yes, I think he needs the sign more than anything.
Yeah,
more than anyone.
So they're so they're around. They're bringing a lot of cheer to you at this time. Some upliftment. And just the knowledge that they're around and about. Okay? I leave you with their love and blessings. Yes.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Awesome. We have time for like two more. Maybe one long one. We'll see. next up, we have Suzanne from Alabama. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Suzanne.
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Good. You have such good. Nice energy and such a lovely accent. Oh, my goodness. Could talk to you all night.
I bet you have a good singing voice.
It's horrible, but I do run around singing. But it's not good.
That's funny. Okay, so Suzanne, did you want to have a make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Yes, I was hoping to connect with Spirit, but I feel kind of bad to ask because everybody else has been asking for them.
Everybody asked that on this show. Don't you worry. That's what we're here for.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Suzanne. All right, so what's coming in for you this evening? I feel like I have a male energy that's coming in, and he's bringing in with him a turtle. And I feel like this turtle is somehow symbolic, unless he was one who just loved turtles, or you have a lot of turtles around your property. But he's carrying a turtle as some sort of connection to him or to his life here on the earth plane. Does that ring a bell right off the bat?
His brother is telling me yes, that he's nodding his head like, yeah, so he knows what it means.
Okay, all right.
Oh, paddleboarding. Okay. Okay, he was big into paddleboarding, and we live at the beach, so it very well could be, like the sea turtles.
The sea turtles, okay, all right. Was it near a hatching grounds there where you are or where he was?
Yes. They're like protected sands here. So yes, that does make sense.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. So good. I'm glad that we placed that right away. So I feel like I am, let's see here. So he was, just from what you said, he was quite active. I feel quite vibrant in his energy.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've got an elderly spirit, put it that way. Does that make sense?
No. Yes, ma'am.
It does make sense, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Right. Okay. All right. So he's coming around behind you. I feel like I'm at a birthday party. And I'm not sure if this is an image from back in time or if there was just recently a family birthday. It would have been probably for a young boy. I feel like I've got a birthday party for a boy. Is there a boy here on the earth plane that connected to him that would have had a birthday and probably in the last month?
I had a birthday in the last month, but his birthday is the day after Christmas.
Okay. So his birthday's coming up and you just had a birthday. Okay.
Right.
And as children, would you have gone to each other's birthday parties?
Yeah, I feel like I would have.
Yeah, okay. Because I feel like we're celebrating each other's parties, like as children. Okay. Okay, so his birthday's coming up. So he is... I feel like what he's saying is that his, the family actually made an effort to celebrate his birthday separate from Christmas. That he actually got his birthday party. And even though it was so close to Christmas.
And we still celebrate his birthday, even though, you know, he's crossed over. So we still, make a point to.
Oh, you do. Okay. All right. So like
play board games and stuff like that.
Okay. So I guess that's what he's showing me is that his birthday party is still going on. so he's grateful to that. And, you know, he's present. It's harder for him to blow out the candles, but, he's trying. trying. So just know that he'll be there at his birthday party. And of course over the holidays. Is this Sudan, is this this feels either like it's either a son or a younger brother? Do you understand that?
Yeah, he was my son.
Your son, okay. Yeah, okay. I just saw that he was younger than you, but I couldn't quite tell how that translates. Sometimes just, you know, depending on the age that they pass, it's hard to tell. All right, so this was your son. Okay, all right. Excellent. So he's, anyway, he just wants you to know that he is around and about you as you're preparing for the holidays and his birthday. I feel like you actually bake his favorite cake or cupcakes or something. I feel like it's homemade.
Yeah, I had a dream and it was really a strange dream. And anyway, so I had a dream that he was requesting a certain cake for his birthday. So anyway, we had to get really creative and create this cake last year. And it was quite comical, you know, what the dream was with what he was, you know, asking for.
Yep.
So we actually created it. And
that's fun. Yeah, so okay. Well, that's why he's acknowledging that, and he's happy that you did that and happy that you heard him. That's the exciting part. He's pointing to your ears like she heard me, you know, she saw me like so. So that's the exciting part, is that his messages and his requests are getting through. And because it's such a funny and I'm not seeing exactly what it is, except that I know it's homemade, but that he's that you actually carried out his request. Because it's a stretch. It's a stretch from a typical cake. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Like that, yes.
Yeah. Was there something on the frosting that was actually stretchy, like toffee or something?
We had to make the figure on the cake like out of cookies. So and it was funny. I don't want to offend anyone and say what it was, but but anyway, it I'm sorry, and it's not offensive.
I have a feeling I know what it is. Okay, so yeah, okay, okay. I got it.
Well, we do have to wrap it up because we're coming to the end of the show. But Suzanne, before you go, your son is actually showing me something too, and I really don't know what the hell this even means. But I'll just give it to you really quick since we're at the end here. He keeps showing me somebody sitting in a supermarket, like marking things with a price gun, but like not happy about it. So I don't know. Did he ever work in like a supermarket, or is there someone who I don't know what that means?
I don't know. Okay, well, his brother's telling me that his other brother worked at Whole Foods, so maybe that's what it is.
Did he hate it?
But
you got to ask him if it was like his worst job ever, because I got to be honest, the vibe I'm getting is like, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, well, thank you both, and I hope y'all have a merry, merry Christmas, and y'all
too.
Later holidays.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Thank
you.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, awesome. Well, we are at the end. Very good. So since we're out of time, I would like to thank our guest, Renee Buck, for joining us this evening once again. And Renee, if any of our listeners want to connect with you, more information about your work, book a reading, is the best way to do it on your website?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Whispersfromthelight.com.
Whispersfromthelight.com. And you're on Instagram and all that too, right?
I'm not on... Oh. Instagram. Okay, I am on Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter.
Right. The artist formerly known as Twitter and Facebook. Yes, okay. So add Renee on there. and whispersfromthelight.com is the website. Awesome. Well, thank you, Renee. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And just a quick reminder, Signs of Life will take a brief hiatus for the holidays, but we will be back on the air in 3 weeks from today and at 8 p.m. So please tune in for that show. And as always, I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me on the web at psychicmediumjoeperetta.com or just joeperetta.com. or on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening and a very happy and healthy new year and happy holidays. And as always, remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.